Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful day. Well, you know, the weather has changed because it's dark outside. I was just looking outside and I saw that it is dark. My goodness. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. This is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Ever so thankful for this day. Ever so grateful for the Lord. Hallelujah. And being called a child of the Almighty God. Oh, my Lord, so humble, so grateful. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. God is good. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. And he loves us. Yes, he does. But God is holy. Yes, he is. And he is righteous. Yes, he is. He expects us to be holy as he is holy. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How wonderful it is. It is just a wonderful day. And we're eternally grateful for this day. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are eternally grateful. Hallelujah. And we're so thankful. And we give honor to God. Yes, we do. We give honor to God this day for his mercy, his grace, his love, his peace, his joy. We give honor to God today. Yes, we do. This moment, we thank. We don't know what the next second is going to hold. But for the time that he has given us in this time, we give honor to him. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his peace, his joy. We thank him for waking us up this morning. He said, well, my daughter, my son, or my husband, or my wife woke me up this morning. There were a lot of people. Names were called, and they didn't respond. Oh, yes. I don't care what type of alarm clock you had. The Lord didn't wake you. You would not have responded. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we do it. We bless his name. Oh, yes, we do it. We thank him for his kindness, his mercy, his grace, his peace. Thank him for waking us up this morning. Thank him for allowing us to realize that it was his desire for us to be awake. And he has prepared everything we need for this day. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We glorify you. Yes, Lord. We magnify you. Yes, Lord. We exalt you, Almighty God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. But this is truly the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Yes, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and again, welcome you to a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, Call to Pray. Call to Pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been called to pray. And we thank God, hallelujah, for you joining in, and excuse my voice, joining in with us this morning. As always, when I sit here and I see the light come on, I'm just excited. I just get excited because the Lord would use me to say something in someone's life that could make a difference. It may be 100 years from now. Eons from now, we know that's not going to work, but whenever, yes, we are so grateful that God has encouraged us to take this seat. I am eternally grateful. And I'm grateful for the time and the days that he have allotted for this. And that's how we do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to, our prayer for the morning, Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who can ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings of the Lord. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, we thank you. Yes, we do. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. Bless your most holy name. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, that we can come and we can say, thank you, Father. And we come in the name of Yeshua. Yes, we do. Jesus, yes, some know you, know him by. But we call him Yeshua, the Son of the Living God. Oh, my God. There's no other name. Hey, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We come this morning. Hallelujah. And every morning that you allow us to come in the name, the matchless name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We come in his name. In the name of our Redeemer, in the name of the one who is interceding on our behalf. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Almighty God, for your favor. Favor with you. You give us and grant it, and favor with man. Father, we want to be in harmony with you. We don't want to slip and slide. No, Lord. We want to be in harmony with you. Yes, Lord. In harmony with our brothers. We want to look like the children of the Most High God. And in our looking, Father, we're not talking about imitating in a way that we become phony. But we're talking about imitating you. And it's real. Yes, Lord. So we know that you have to change us from the inside out. That we're pure and holy as you would require us to be. and righteous God as you require us to be. And we're able then to make a world of a difference. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the prayer that our Savior prayed for us when he was here on this earth. We thank you for the manifestation of that prayer in our life. We thank you for how you strengthen us for the journey, Almighty God, where you told us not to get weary. We've gotten weary so often. But, Father, we're leaning and depending on you. For you are our source, Almighty God. You supply our need. You are the God that's more than enough. Yes, you are. You're the God that heals your people, and we thank you for it. We thank you for every area of our life that's whole, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you. We magnify you. The places that are troubling us, Almighty God, we place them at the altar right now in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for our children, Almighty God, and some are grown and some are not. But we thank you wherever they are, Almighty God, that you don't leave them and that you guide them and you allow them to know you, to know you, to know you as their God. Yes, Father. And may our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren walk in the circle of your blessing. Yes, Lord. May they obey you. May they love you, Almighty God. May they keep your commandments in the mighty name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that they have holy boldness. We thank you that you are protecting them on every side. We thank you that you guard their inner circle, Almighty God. We thank you that you rebuke every intent to bring harm by word, thought, or deed, Almighty God. We're praying this prayer for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great, all those that you will allow to come through us on this earth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And we extend it to all of the children of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, to know you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have faith in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. To glorify you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know you. Hallelujah. The one that forgives sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who makes the righteous, Almighty God. The one who allows them to make the right choice. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to them and through them, Almighty God. Bless them, Almighty God. Clear the airways, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Keep them strong, Almighty God, in you. Lord God, we give you glory and we thank you. We praise your name. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Great is our God. And greatly to be praised. For you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You're the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. You are the one who made man from the dust of the earth. Hey, God. Woo! And set that Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an anatomy. It gives glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Great is our God and greatly to be praised. For you are the only true and living God. And Father, we thank you that we have your ear. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For strength to stand. Hallelujah. We thank you for the spirit of integrity. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're representing you properly in this earth. Hallelujah. Not our will, but your will be done. Great God. Make the crooked way straight. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is our God. And greatly to be praised. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. So we ask this morning, that you fill our mouth with words, Almighty God. Fill it. And when there is nothing else to say, shut it, Almighty God. Keep us awake and alert, Lord God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Keep us alert. Keep the watchmen on the wall, God, alert, sharp, and eyes to see, and their mouth declare what they see. Almighty God, hallelujah. Give us ears to hear and give us understanding. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Yes, we do. We thank you that our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Bless our home. Oh, God, thank you. Rebuking and everything that would try to come in and disturb the peace. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Peace abide. Yes, Lord. Peace abide. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch our ministry. Oh, even the more, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace abide. Obedience abide. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you have allowed us to see another season. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. It is right to honor you, and we honor you, most holy Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. For your work to care, declare your glory. Father, we thank you. It is such a blessing to say, Father. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. We know that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we are thankful for you. Hallelujah. Guide us in keeping your commandments. Bring it and make it clear where there's error or sin in our life. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, I just feel, I don't know. I tell you, I just felt that it would be nice. I'm always getting to have like a fireside chat. Yes, you know, the wintertime is cozy and you can get around the fireplace and just have a nice fireside chat. Yeah. And most of the people I know, when you start talking about the Lord, the praises and hallelujah and some shouting will be going on. Just an opportunity to praise him. Yes, and glorify him. But a nice, I find a place with a beautiful fireplace and have a fireside chat. Pray that the Lord allow us to have that before the fall and winter or winter season is over. I'm going to write that down. Oh, that would be so nice. Oh, my goodness. I have my Amish heater. It looks like a fireplace. All right. Oh, I can just see it and feel it. Yes, good morning, darling. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Ro. Hallelujah. God bless you.
heard what I said about that fireside chat. That would be so good. So maybe we need to see if we could find a fireplace or something. Yeah. I brought it to me. So we'll see what happens. That sounds so good. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll be giving God praise and glory. Fireside chat. Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. Right just there in the middle it came. So we'll be obedient and we write it down and say, yes, Lord, thank you. And I, you know, well, don't share everything with everybody. But there's so many people in this world. And if someone else said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. And someone said, oh, yes, we can do that. That's a good idea. I don't care. I just got it. And someone else said, well, I can do that. Oh, that's fine. I just hope we don't try to make money off it. You know, that's the only thing I say. Just let people enjoy the Lord. And if someone want to do something, that's fine. But let people enjoy the Lord. That's why I believe it came. So people can realize you can, God is everywhere. Yes. And to have a fireside chat with your sisters and your brothers and in him. Oh, that would be so nice. Hallelujah. 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 We don't have to be selfish. God can give us ideas, and it just doesn't have to be for one person. But when we get selfish, it's when it's a problem. We need to be a little better than that. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. In the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the dark. And we thank the Lord for opening our mind of understanding, giving us clarity of his word, illumination, and revelation in Jesus' mighty name. Because it is rich, and we cannot approach it without him. Whew, glory be to his name. 3:3 And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Mm. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just had to do that today. Verse 26. And God said, I love it. I love it when I read the God said. God said. Sometimes I just feel hungry or wanting to hear God said. God said.
Don't ask me why. God said, I love that. I love it. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. I'm sorry. And God said, let us make man after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, okay, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. My Lord, help us. And I see this. After all God did for man, making us in his image and in his likeness, the power of God, the authority that he gave man on the earth, and we walk on the earth as if we are, what is it, renters of the earth, so we are under someone else's authority. When man was placed on this earth, was full authority and blessed of God, full authority, wanted to have it their way. Something came and offered them a counterfeit solution to what they and who they already were. And we have to see it, the possibilities that we ourselves can fall, and knowing the results can fall into these situations. What would it be if we finally stop and the revelation of who we really are would hit this earth? Would we be any different? Or would we go seeking our own glory? You're made in the image of God and in his likeness. Then we choose counterfeit. I'm getting this. If we could just see who we are. My Lord. It's not about being arrogant. It's not about being superior where you can turn your nose up. Have people know it's not about any of those things. It's about knowing that you are, knowing who you are and whose you are, and the power and the authority that you have to walk in this earth. But of course now, and I'm glad for it, we have to do everything under the authority of by the name of Yeshua. Because man messed up. We messed up. Oh my Lord, we messed up. And I pray that the Lord will unravel for his people. And I hear those who cry out to him.
Ooh, what a time we had, would have had walking in this earth. And holiness and righteousness and being able to see our Father. And that is amazing when you stop and really think about it, even from a very just light thought, a first thought, that's what we'll call it. Just the first thought as to who God is in our life and who he has called and ordained us to be. Can you believe it? How we can, what we look like and how we could respond, the strength and the power, and we wouldn't be so easily caught up in foolishness. I don't know. God is good and he loves us in spite of us. We can really say, I'm love unconditional. Yes. Yes, we can. Unconditional love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what response should we give to God? What response? What should be our response to how to all God has done for us? All including his son sacrificing. What should our response be without a doubt? What should that response be? And I think that would be a good place to just think about, what should my response be to God for all he has done? Not only for me, but let's just say for mankind. What should my response be? What should my response be? How should I respond? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the response? Hallelujah. Our obedience to him. Think about it. What should my response be? And yeah, you know, I never understand why people get all wrapped up in what you believe in. And I mean, angry with you. If you don't believe what they believe, how they believe it, and they're all jacked up and wrong. But what should our response be? And knowing that God loves us, and what, and his, then we realize he responds back to us. And truth be known, even when we mess up, God is still loving on us. Now that's amazing. Oh my Lord, that's amazing. That is amazing. That's amazing. It's amazing grace. Oh my God, amazing, awesome. He's not moved by what we think and what we feel, and he loves you, and he just has those whom he loves. Yes, he does. But what it would, are you grateful for the chastisement? But what would it be if we had
open relationship with God, and he would speak to you and you would hear it, and a lot of decisions that you make now you wouldn't make them. Mm-hmm. Because you've been led by the Almighty God. Just saying. Just saying. Oh my God. And our Savior came to the earth that we could have that wonderful relationship with our Father. Oh my God. It brings tears to your eyes. He loves us that much. What greater love. What more could we really ask for? And I know some said, oh, we need to be able to feel the love. Yes. But wait on the Lord for the earthly love and accept the love of God for you. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm telling you, just accept the love that he has for you. Just accept it and be grateful for it. And when something or the enemy try to come up and say you don't have nobody, nobody don't love you, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin, the even the animals, you know, we go in that place. But you're loved by God. We went all the way around to come back to say, you're loved of God. And he didn't bring you on this earth to think that he does not love you. He does. But to be obedient to him, to do his will. And then I know that. So, well, I did everything I know and this still happens. Excuse me. And I'm not making excuses. There's trouble we're going to have it. But he promised to fight our battles. Talking about God. He promised to protect us. But we're supposed to do what? What Ephesians says, put on the whole armor of God. He's just kind of going all around this morning. Put on the whole armor of God. Just put on the whole armor. Let me take it a minute. My hands are so dry. Excuse me. Ephesians. It says that put on the new man. I hadn't thought about that. We need to read that. Sometimes put on the new man, walk in the newness of life, you know, the whole armor. Listen, the main title for this chapter is instructions to children and servants and masters. It says the subtitle, the whole armor. I'm sorry, Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, after all that he said, finally, my brethren, male and female, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. We could just stop right there. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. And that must mean that there are some battles or some spiritual battles, I should say, or the warfare going on. But he said, be strong in the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 And it has a sense of urgency. And we need to hear that. Be strong in the Lord in 2021. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, my God, wherewith you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the shield of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all power and with all prayer and with supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And he goes on to say, and for me, that utterance be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray for those who are preaching the gospel, who are teaching the gospel. Pray that they have the utterance and the boldness to speak the truth. Hallelujah. The mysteries of the gospel in truth. Hallelujah. Bless his name. God is good. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor and just think about and study what it is. And we saw no mention of the back being covered. But there's a scripture. The scripture says that God is your real God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Your head, your feet. Hallelujah. Your breastplate covered. Hallelujah. Your lungs covered. Yes. And you have a mighty sword, the word of God. Yeshua said to the enemy, it is written. It is written. It is written. So we think how things were altered, but God had a plan. Nothing takes God by surprise. He's always in the now. We are not. So we gird up ourselves and be faithful to the Lord, doing the will of our Father, doing the will of him that sent you, that sent me. And, you know, we can think, well, God? But when we look at all the modernizations that we have on the earth at this moment, we still see so often our Father, especially when we say Ancient of Days, we a lot of times you can't get that out of your head. From there to here, woo! But as I said yesterday, you remember when the 90s? And you look back at that and go like, ooh, it looks old. God is not caught up in any of our, he's always present. He's always in the now. He changed not. We change. Look at a picture of you from the 90s to today and see what it looked like. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. So let's stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, Lord. Stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong. Stay strong. Hold on. Hold on to righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. And when you think about how his kindness, his mercy, his love, his peace, his joy. Oh, my goodness. And when you think about what man has done time after time after time. Oh, goodness. The seed of God. Hallelujah. 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 The new man. The new man. The new man. The saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, made in the image and likeness of the Almighty God. The new man. Lead us not into temptation, Father. Hallelujah. Lead us not into temptation, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Guide us, our great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guide our footsteps, our conversation. Guide us. Hallelujah. Let everything we do be pleasing in your sight. But we can't do it without you. That's been proven. Hallelujah. So we can just get rid of that. Hallelujah. So trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Oh, yes. Trust in the Lord. Yes. Yes, yes. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Almighty God, and he'll direct your path. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, Yes, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for building us up. Yes, yes, yes. Where we're weak. Yes, yes, yes. Feel strengthening us. Yes, yes. Oh, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put that enthusiasm for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Just excited for him. The enthusiasm. Yes, it's great. Yes. Hallelujah. Wanting to do our Father's will, not depending on man, no, depending on the Lord. Hallelujah. Asking the Lord to supply our every need. Hey, and thanking him for supplying our every need, our need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Oh, yes. Woo. I talk about went off. Yes, Lord, but thank you. I could tell when I was, wasn't sure, but I'm sure, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's something so incredibly important about the first book of Genesis. I'm sorry. The first book of the Bible, Genesis. I was reading something. It's so crucial. It's mankind's foundation. How you got here, who was responsible for you being here, and the why, and the why, and what happened along the way that altered the supreme desire for us here on earth. The supreme desire. God had a plan. He had a desire for mankind. Mankind, as superior as we were in the beginning, wasn't satisfied. Because if you're satisfied and someone bring or something bring you a proposal of something different, when you're confident in who you are and whose you are, you don't look for anything because you know that I got it. So, and then in a way I understand that perhaps Adam and Eve were innocent, but Adam knew he had been given instruction. And some that said he didn't want to lose Eve. So he went along with the plan. And, you know, getting off the script a little bit, some would say, well, you know, that was on her. If that's what she wanted to do. But he had a responsibility. And he should have, I don't know, put it down. We don't do that somewhere where God should come into play. But I suspect that it's a very good lesson for us to realize how easy it is that we can be persuaded. You know, we're not criticizing, we're just discussing it to see or making one aware and why you need to be sharp, why you need to be on point. And when we have the whole armor of God on, and then we can fight the temptation. There is a battle for mankind. But God sent his son to equip us and save us from. But yes, there's been a battle, a warfare against mankind. But we thank the Lord for his strength and his power and his protection around us and our loved ones. Yes. As our loved ones, we get in situations and we find ourselves right there with them because we didn't stand. So we can't just beat up on Adam. Because we find ourselves from time to time in some of the same situation.
And he said, well, what's she talking about? You know how you go along. You don't agree with it, but you go along with it anyway. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of peace, you know, I don't think that's right. Well, yes, and you know how some of those conversations can go. And for the sake of peace, sometimes we say, okay. But more and more we should say, let's pray about it. More and more, let's seek God on this. Mm-hmm. Let's seek God. And not just on the things that we want to do, you know, like, no, I got a God said, this is it right here. But as Proverbs said, we need to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct our path. So that's what we do. And we encourage each other because we can just get out there and good intention. And that's not your plan. That's not the result of your plan. That's not what you were expecting. But we didn't do and utilize what we were given, the protection and the direction of God, by simply trusting in him. Mm-hmm. And leaning not to our own understanding. Yeah. But we beat up on Adam and Eve a lot. But we have responsibilities and we don't utilize what we have been given. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the written word. And we have evidence that God did send his word to his son to redeem us. We have it. We have it here on this earth, right here, right now, the evidence of that. So it is recorded. So we really don't have an excuse. We have this distortion or distorted understanding. And we just have to ask the Lord to give us clarity and remove all wrong teaching and understanding. That's what we do. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah. I was just all over the place a little bit. So I pray that it was clear in some places. God is good. God is good. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Thank you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God loves you. A blessed. Thank you.